Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the Uplifting Communities Talk Show. And we are presenting Build Our Businesses radio station. And the founder is Ms. Phyllis Foltz. And the CCO is Ms. Earlene Gray. This is going to be a really, really good show for you guys, okay? I'm so glad you guys called in because this is really, really needed. But before I do anything or go any farther, I'm going to let the founder take over, Ms. Phyllis Foltz. Is that how you pronounce your name, Phyllis?
That's how you pronounce it. You've done very well.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Well, take over then.
Well, I thank you. Yes, this is Phyllis Foltz. And I am the founder CEO of Build Our Business. The acronym is Bob's Bus. And we're hoping that people will get on the bus, and I'll tell you why, because we really need to uplift our communities by way of strengthening our small businesses. How are we going to do that? We found a way to be able to offer grants and loans so that we can give everybody what they need so that they have no more excuses. And this is also a vehicle for our listeners to know where to shop Black-owned because we really need to start circulating our dollars within ourselves for ourselves and stop waiting for everybody else to do it. I really need to take the time to just stop and pause for a second and say thank you, Mr. Johnny O. Brown, for allowing us to be on your show. This is so needed. And you, I see you in the community. You're out there walking. You are really holding us up, and I really want to say thank you for all that you do. And with that said, I would like to introduce to you my CCO. Now, I have to brag a little bit. This girl is a powerhouse. She is a go-getter. She is not going to let anything stop her. If you are not going in the direction that she's going in, you might want to move over. She's going to get to her destination. And she has helped me. She is my right hand. She is definitely the wind behind Bob's Bus being able to move forward. So without further ado, I would like to introduce all that are listening, and thank you for listening, to Ms. Earlene Gray, my Chief Communications Officer. Ms. Earlene, you got it.
Oh, wow. That was an amazing introduction. I just want to thank you so much. This journey has been an incredible one. We've actually been our ups and downs and side to side, you know, but we still are out here rocking and helping in the community and just doing our due diligence and making sure that people are able to thrive. With that being said, I am excited, okay? I just got to bring a little excitement in here. I am Earlene Gray. I am Chief Communications Officer of Build Our Businesses, and I'm also a broker with a financial firm. My biggest thing with what Bob's Bus does is, you know, help build the capital in our community as well as build generational wealth. I think it's very, very important for us to make sure that we are okay as well as our children and families are okay. And that ties all in with Bob's Bus. So, you know, being on this adventure with Ms. Foltz we have been on any type of platform you could think to be on. And with that being said, I wasn't prepared at all for this journey that God has us on. But, girl, it's been an amazing ride. I'll tell you that much.
Well, you know what? I would like for you to elaborate a little bit because, see, you are one that can actually empathize because you built a small business. You were the owner founder of Braid Our Hair. So you, wow, that seems like so many moons ago. You don't braid hair anymore. You're too busy for that. But that's how you got started. So you saw how it was needed to be able to have capital, to be able to have somebody to go to if you just needed maybe one more braider because your business was getting to be too big. And when you turned around, there really wasn't a lot out there. Can you just kind of share with the audience what your struggle was as you began your journey as an entrepreneur? And what year?
I think
it was. Wow, I mean, many years ago.
gosh, don't bring up yours. That makes me feel old. It's been a lot. Wow. Please don't bring up a year. Well, you know, you're absolutely right. This journey of mine, just first and foremost, just trying to figure out my purpose. That was a big one for me. And trying to, in survival mode, and working towards raising my kids. You know, I have 7 children at that time. And I knew I had a skill, and I just felt like, you know, I need to figure out how to brand myself. Branding was a big one. Marketing is everything. And the strategy that I came up with is free hair braiding for kids 12 and under. And while doing so, well, first I started out putting flyers everywhere. I was putting flyers on mailboxes, on empty suites, on people's doors, just any type of creative way that I could think to generate customers. And that's where the free hair braiding for kids 12 and under came from. And while doing so, I started meeting. That's how I met you. Actually, I just started being on this amazing journey and meeting all these people. And, you know, me and Phyllis's story is just so, it started off with me just, she was always so pleasant and kind and just generous and just a beautiful soul. And one day she said, who did your hair? We met at a gas station, I believe. That was so long ago. That was at a gas station, right?
Yes, it was.
And she was so sweet, like, who did your hair? I was like, I did. I need your number. She was just so excited. I'm like, okay. So I gave her my number, and the rest is really history. Just, like I stated, just going on this amazing journey with her. I'm going to let you take it away a little bit in regards of how this whole thing came about. How did we get, so I'm going to let you elaborate on that a little bit.
So now that they know how you and I became, we were actually just business protégés in the beginning, because you were my hairdresser and my daughter's hairdresser forever. And what I was doing at that time, I literally had 6 jobs. I was the PTA president for most of my daughter's scholastic career. I worked at California Family Fitness, and I also would cook healthy meals for small businesses who could not just run out to go grab some lunch. And what happened, I started asking them as we built a relationship, how did they see their profit growth? What was their 5-year projection? And most of them, they had absolutely no clue as to what I was talking about. So I turned it around from me bringing them lunch to actually bringing them knowledge. And when they started to see their business grow, I realized that I don't have to work 6 jobs. I can actually do this. Now I only had 2 because I was offered the position as the executive administrative assistant to the CEO of the California Black Chamber of Commerce. And I learned so much during my tenure there. And I said, you know, but the one thing is, the really small businesses, they don't have enough capital or profit to be able to even join the chamber at this point. So I wanted to come up with an idea that would help everybody. I used to get so many calls. Hey, the big guy is buying us out, even though we're in this little strip mall and they promised us that they wouldn't let any competition come in. But here they are. And I had no answers for them. And I said, you know what? We need to really come together and say, hey, we're not going to let you do this to a Black-owned business. We won't shop here unless you guys treat them fairly. Well, that was easier said than done. So I said, let me come up with another idea. And I said, you know what? If we pull our money together, because one of my neighbors, their culture is called a susu. You pull your money together, and then you pick a person, and they get the money in the pot. And then it just helps boost their economy up just almost instantly. And I said, you know what? We should be able to do that for entrepreneurs. So I came up with Bob's Bus, build our businesses. So what we do for $300 a year, you get benefits that include, if you are especially just starting, a web designer, a graphic designer, you have a tax lawyer, you have a financial consultant, you have a business coach, And now we're able to offer you to be my guest on our very own radio show that's right here.
Yes.
Yes, with our illustrious host, Dr. John L. Brown, and I'd like to take the opportunity to let you guys know that this is a listening-supported radio station, so all donations would be appreciated. If you can go to John L. Brown, later on in the show I'll give you his Cash App information so that you can take care of this brother that's been taking care of us for a long time. So we have all of these benefits. For $300 a year, and I know most of you spend $300 on your pair of Jordans or your little Apple computer, or if you like me, your little weave, you know. So you can invest a small $300 per year to get your business started. And then what happens with the memberships coming in, that's money that we just don't touch. We don't even do anything other than reinvest that money so that we can give a grant. For a small business who has a profit, it's easy if you're nonprofit to get grants, but for a brick and mortar and a mortgage, that's a little bit hard. So now we're able to help you to grow by giving you a financial boost to build your business. And then see, this is what happens. Once you build your business, then now you can employ our youth. Once you're able to employ our youth, then they grow up, and they're able to employ their youth, and that's how you create generational wealth. And then when we get the mindset that, my goodness, we're working hard and we're growing, now we're taking the blinders off, and we're going to shop our own. And once we start circulating that money within the community, then everybody can eat. We can all afford to be a part of all the chambers because we have the capital that it's going to need for us to move forward, pay our bills, give ourselves a nice little salary so that we can maintain our livelihoods and just keep on moving forward and stop waiting for somebody to give us stuff. I'm just so over with people with their hand out. You know, what are you doing for that dollar that you're begging for? Why don't you go ahead and find something that you are passionate about? Think about how you can get it done. Once you get that thought, write that thought down on paper and then see what is it going to take to make it happen. It's just that simple. And then once you have all of that established, come on and get on the bus, and we're going to help you to move forward. That's
absolutely
how it's going to be. And it's just that simple. Now, I'll tell you what the challenge has been. The challenge has been, just like Harriet Tubman, she sometimes had to walk with the gun just to free the slaves. She's like, no, you're going to come on and come with us because with your mentality, if you turn around now, you're going to tell on us because you're weak. So you got to come with us. I want the weak ones out there. I want those who say you can't do it. I want the ones who are afraid. I want the ones who cannot push past to get to their success. I want to know who you are. My phone number is 916-868-4848. Call me. Let's have a conversation because I guarantee if you have the passion and the drive, I have the solution. And I give that information for free. So it's not out here about me trying to make $1 million. No, what I'm literally out here doing is uplifting the community because once we're strengthened, then we will have power. And that's what it's about. So I can get off my soapbox now and talk about how exciting it is to be able to see.
Well, this has been in the works for a while. This has.
It has.
Yes.
We're really having to see the fruitage of our labor just coming together as planned is amazing. It is amazing. And what I'm most amazed is how many great minds we have out there. There is so much diversity out there just within our own community. And now, with all of this going on, now I can feel it where people are saying, you know what, it's time for us to come together. I mean, they've been talking about it for years. I think Dr. Nenana Kweku, he said it best. He said, once we were delivered from slavery, we had a 2% increase in our wealth. Now, we spend $3.9 trillion, but we still, in the year 2020, only have a 2% increase in our wealth. What's wrong with that picture? So I would like to see, is there anybody out there that has any comments or questions or feedback?
Yeah, before we start letting the people in, introduce your special guest.
Well, we have all guests. I think if you're talking about Mr. Shabaka, this brother right here, he has been down with me since the first time that I was on any type of extreme media, as I call it, radio and television. He's been right there with me. He's not talking tonight. He's just supporting me. He went to the dentist, but the truth be told, he went to the dentist.
I thought he was going to go ahead on and share some knowledge with your audience.
You know what? He's more than welcome to do that. But he texted me, and he's like, sister, I'm with you. I'm going to listen in. But I know how it feels to come from the dentist. So I'm just feeling very great just with his presence.
Okay. Some callers, and if you guys want to let them in, we can go ahead on and let them in.
Yeah, let them in.
I think I can say a thing or two as long as I don't talk too loud and mess this plot up.
Okay.
Hello, listeners. All right. Yes. Hello, Erlene, and this is going to be a wonderful journey. I'm happy that it's begun this type of way. My name is Shabaka Harper. And I'm pretty much just a head and guided student of Earlene Gray, and it's just really been a blessing for me to try to really learn literacy and things of that nature through Phyllis Folks in a small amount of time, because what they have actually done is help me so that I can develop strategies towards establishing a nonprofit publishing company, as well as a yoga program that I can be, that can be the catalyst to be able to introduce yoga to the kids from the ghetto, the kids from the urban areas.
Wow.
And in doing so, hopefully put some more stability up under myself and my family and be able to introduce other people who haven't had the fortunate pleasure of meeting Sister Phyllis Folks and Sister Earlene Gray, because what it has done for me is basically made my, in a small amount of time, it's made my vision come more into, just more into existence right now. So again, this is Shabaka Harper, the founder of Brass Palace Publishing. And I would like to talk to you guys at another time. Thank you very much for this time and place. I wish you the best, and y'all doing y'all stuff.
Thank you, Mr. Harper, so much.
That is heartfelt.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Let's start letting our guests, the people on, okay?
Okay, let's do it. Wow.
That was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
Yes, it was. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Okay, is this me?
Yes, that's you.
That's me, okay. My name is Joseph Manuel, calling from Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Hello.
Hello there, welcome.
Yeah. And I just got in. I just called in. I kind of missed the beginning. And I would like to hear more, but I kind of picked up on some of the young ladies speaking about it's our time now. And it's been our time. We're late. I'm very interested, more on the topic you guys are into, because I'm kind of on another level. I think first we must have to wake up before we can come up. I would like to hear more of what you guys, what kind of strategy or what you guys are kind of, direction you're going into. And if it's okay with you guys, I'd like to hear more. Sounds very, very interesting. something I've been working on for 37 years. To save
oh,
my
wow.
Meal.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You are
thank
kidding.
You.
What was your name? What was his name?
Joseph Manuel.
Joseph. Okay, thank mm-hmm. you. Hello, Mr. Joseph. Thank you so much. You came in at the right time because the basically the short and long of it is it's been too long. And it's time
yes.
for us to
yes.
stop talking and for us mm-hmm. to start walking and coming together. And
that's
then
right.
I would like to
sure
add to that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and I would like to add to that. You know, the it's never too late. When it's too late is when it's over. When God says over, that's when it's too late. You know, I'm a firm believer in your mindset. You have to change your mindset. And if you're looking to do something greater than yourself, you just have to get out there and do it. And don't let fear stop you from doing anything that God has destined for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a firm believer in that, you know. So if you feel like you need to get up to wake up, then if you got an idea like Ms. Foltz stated, put it on paper and just execute it. And get with the right like-minded people to help you build your business, and you're all for the races. But you have to get your foot out there, you know. Working for someone, my biggest thing is working for someone, you're basically helping them build their dreams and their goals. But yours
definitely.
Get left behind. And that's the harsh reality of living in this world is that they've got us accustomed to working for people versus we used to work for ourselves. You
right.
know, and all that stop. Now we working for people, getting up when we don't want to get up, going somewhere where we don't want to go every single day, the same routine. And
mm-hmm.
it's time to step out on faith and believe in you and what you're capable of.
Now let me ask a question. How many of us out there has they got this job, nice pay, and in the in your training they say, well, we're going to need you to be very loyal to our company. And we want you to come on time, and we want you to be productive and work very hard, and you do that. And say you're there for years, and then all of a sudden you get your pink slip. We've moved in another direction, so they're not loyal to you.
Sure.
You don't even get a gold watch anymore.
Sure.
And then what do you have to show for but all those years? And how I another thing I didn't realize is that our culture – we don't have an inheritance to leave our children. I was blown away to find that that was a truism. And I said, we have to do better. We have to do better. Our children deserve the same boost as everybody else. We have to stop tearing each other down and start building each other up. And that means we have to start coming together. We have to say, you know what, even though Walmart is right across the street, I'm going to have to go find a black-owned business so that I can patronize them for whatever it is that I need. Start coming to this radio show because we're going to start really capitalizing on our black directory so that you can shop. And we even now have where you can shop online, HH Foundation, and support a black business. You can shop online right with your smartphone. So we really have to start doing something different so that we can start seeing our $3.9 trillion in our community.
Yeah.
In our bank accounts.
Talk to you. You ought to hear this, girl.
That's correct.
Talk to you.
Yes. So
do we have another caller online? Is there anyone else?
Yes. Okay. Well, let's let this caller in.
Okay.
Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, I hear you on this end. Am I supposed to hear you? It's not me. I don't
No, there's another caller. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from. Well, okay, well, I could continue. So sometime they go ahead on and they press 1 and they put the phone on silent and then they can't hear
uh-huh.
you.
Oh, yeah. I can understand that.
Well, one thing I wanted to speak with Ms. Foltz about on this journey that we've been on together, there has been many a times where you had adversities that happened, and I've witnessed those adversities. And, you know, one thing that I admire about you is you just keep pushing forward no matter what the struggles may be. And I think a lot of people, once they hit adversity or roadblocks, they stop, you know, and they feel like, I can't do this. This is too much, you know, versus looking at the future and not right now. So can you kind of touch on that a little bit? Because I've seen you go through a lot getting this company off the ground and really getting frustrated on regards of African business owners not supporting each other. Because we put on events where one event we had a lot of people, and the next event it was like three or four people, and we were like, what's going on?
That's how it is. That's how it is.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes I do talk shows and also, you know, on the radio and also on television. Sometime on the radio, the board might be lit up. Every time you turn around, I got to go in on it, you know, let somebody in to see what they're going to say or not. And sometimes the boards be, you know, people call in, but they just want to listen. You know, they don't want to say nothing. You know, but
that's fine.
So it's okay. I mean, you just the key is keep going. You can't quit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've seen you, Earlene. I was telling Miss Phyllis. I remember you because you. I met you at a car wash. My son used to wash cars. You remember?
That was a long time ago.
That was his little hustle, you know.
Oh,
and that's why I mentioned. From ever since that, I mean, you just took off. I mean, wow, you all over.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And you know, you really try to help out. You know, and Miss Phyllis, you know, you're doing a great job too, man. I mean, y'all just don't know. The great job, but my air conditioning went out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I had to go out our community in order to get somebody to fix my air conditioning. That was over $14,000 I had to pay. Over $14,000. Okay, for the air conditioning. Then I got a water heater, and I needed a few little other things like that. But money like that, to me, you know, that's just me personally, you know, should be coming back into our community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You know?
And, you know, just to get back to Mr. Elaine putting me on blast, as I'm going to call it.
Yes, I did.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did. Because, and I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did because, see, this is a subject that most entrepreneurs are afraid to admit. But I'm about to put it right here on Front Street. Earlene Gray, she knows how many times I quit. I'm like, I'm done with our people. I am through. All this work I invested in, homeboy or homegirl or such and such or corporation, and it's like pulling teeth to get them to do what they're supposed to do, something even as simple as, hey, I set you up to be on a television show. All the producers need your bio. And here it is. And here it is. I'm still waiting. Finally, I would just have to create it because with their name being attached to me now, I have to make sure that I look good. So I go out there and I do it. And I'm like, okay, all I'm asking is that you, for this month, just support the black business. And what I'm going to need is a receipt so that I can start keeping track of how much money we're reinvesting in our community. It was like pulling teeth. I quit so many times, and this is early now. I'm putting you on blast. She'd be like, okay, Miss Folks, I understand, but now I'm just going to continue to bring business your way. And I'm going to continue to just let everybody know that I'm the CCO. And then when you're done with your little rant and rave, then we'll just keep moving forward.
That is a true statement. It's so funny because when she would do these things, I'm like, okay, she's having a moment. It's okay. I'm going to keep the torch running until she get it together. And then we're going to continue running. So I never, even though she was like, you know, they don't care. And we're supposed to support each other and be there for each other. I'm like, man, that's what happens. It happens. It happens. We've been fighting this fight for a very, very long time. You know, we were in a position where we cater to each other and spent money with each other. But right now the times are so different, and now you have to reprogram people to do it all over again. And they have to see the value in supporting each other. And right now, to be honest with you, people I see more now catering to Black businesses and spending with each other than I've ever before. When this quarantine hit, you've seen everyone coming up with a business and a strategy, and their kids are coming up creating businesses. So times are changing, which is great, and people are talking about supporting constantly, so that's a great thing.
But and what I find is just really amazing is that it really stands true. Even the greats, even Einstein, all of the greats have quit. But they never gave up. So just
that
never give up. Never give up.
Right.
You might have to redirect or pivot, but just never give up, and it will come to you. I am totally living proof of that. And also it taught me what I call the fruit of the spirit, patience, long-suffering, all of those things, loving, kindness, faithfulness. It takes all of that, everything within you, because it is like giving birth to a child. Sometimes it's just hard as heck. But you realize once you go through all of that labor and all that pain, it's beautiful when you can look back and say, wow, look at these businesses growing. Look at this. And to say you have a small hand in. See, I know that was John L. Brown. I know you know what it feels like because you've been here walking for a long time.
Yeah.
For a long time. We need more like you. We need more like you that will actually step up. And Mr. Joseph, it sounds like Mr. Joseph has been out here, I think he said 35 years. You know, so I feel that it's time for us to come together. And even Mr. Shabaka, he had a dream.
Yes.
And he never did give up on that dream. And look and see where he's at right now. I mean, so if you can... If you can believe it, you can achieve it. Just
you
learn
can
how
achieve
to receive it.
Absolutely.
Learn how to receive it. Learn how to receive it. And that, and I'll teach you. Get on the bus. Get on Bob's bus. Bob's bus is the acronym for Build Our Businesses. Just come on. Get on the bus. Let me give you my website.
Hey, but you know what, Bob Bus, I think it's not think. I know that it's going to be very, very successful. This is something that we really need in our communities. You know, is to support our Black businesses. Because our Black businesses, man, I'm going to be honest with you, it's not that many in the community. I'll be looking to shop at Black businesses, and I don't know where they at. If I go to the corner store, there's either a Southeast Asia or Asian or Middle Easterner or Korean or whatever. You know, they right there. But you know, I don't mind shopping over at them places neither, but they don't put nothing back in the community.
True. You know what? The difference
but there's a solution.
Is they're able to afford brick and mortars because they're doing just what we do. They pull their money together, and then now one has their brick and mortar, and then they're saving another. There's over 8,000 Black businesses right here in Sacramento, but most of us work from home. You can't afford that brick and mortar and your rent or a mortgage. Mm-hmm. And don't let your kids be in sports. That's $200 and $300 a quarter. You know, so that's why we need Bob's Bus. We need to be right there. We need to have our own block. We need to have our own area where we know, hey, any place you go, you know you're supporting us. We're kind of starting to grow in that capacity in Del Paso Heights, but not where we need to. It's not where we need to be, not yet. But we're getting there. But if I can go back just really quickly on how you were saying you didn't know where to go, that's what this radio segment right here is for, because we're going to showcase entrepreneurs so the listeners will be able to hear who they are. They can expand their brand. They can tell us how to find them. They can let us know what their service or what it is that they sell, and so we can support them. And we're going to use this as the platform so that we can start supporting each other. Because you're right, you don't know where to go if they're working
home.
And one thing I would like to add. I'm sorry, Mr. Brown. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, one thing I don't care for, man, is a lot of this online shopping. Because, okay, who made the clothes? If my people not making the clothes, I don't want your clothes no more. You know, what am I buying? You know what I mean? It was years ago when I was growing up as a kid. We had old ladies in the neighborhood would make you clothes. You know, sew your clothes, make your suits, whatever you want, pants, shirts. You know, but we're not doing that no more. You know, not that I know of. I got 11-year-old granddaughter. I got 11-year-old granddaughter interested in making T-shirts, hand painted with her own hands. You know, I said, baby girl, keep on with that. You know, maybe come up with some writings on them. You know, but don't stop. Keep it up. But you know, who's gonna buy it? You let in somebody that's gonna own you. You know, then they jack up the price and giving you pennies. So we have to be careful who we deal with, you know, and you have to start off small. And watch it grow, it'll grow, you know, but we have to make our own socks, you know, shoes, whatever. We can do it, you know.
I was just going to say what they need to do once they start making their product. They need to become a member of Bob Buss. Then they'll become a member of our networking community. And then that way, when you go shop online, because if you're not in California, you can shop anywhere with any product, then you'll know who's making it. You'll be able to see. Yeah. And that's a good point. You'll be able to see that in every form of fashion, we are supporting us. I love how you brought that out.
Yeah.
But they need to come on Bob's Bus so that they can become a part of our networking community. Earlene, you had a statement?
Yes. To actually touch on that, there are a lot of Black-owned businesses that are online. You just have to – that's the era that we live in. You know, we have the Internet. A lot of things are online. So you have a lot of multitude of Black businesses that are working online.
I'm saying,
are
they making the product?
Oh, you mean in regards to they're creating their own product?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Well, some of them are. Some of them are. You have some things on
I'm waiting right now for Miss Doris to come and deliver my soap because there's special soap that we should be using for our pigmentation right now. She's delivering our soap. I can go right now to the African market and I can go and get my clothes. They're handmade or they're being imported from Africa. So the manufacturer is Black-owned. Earrings, jewelry, oils, incense. My list goes on and on. But now we're trying to get it to right now in Sacramento. We're trying to get our own grocery store. Now, will we be able to have our own Ajax? Not right now, but we will once we start pulling our money together, and then now we can afford to buy the manufacturing factory to make our own brand. It's going to be all natural and organic. We do have our own Black farm right now, but it's going to take some time. Not every single thing can be guaranteed that it was made from the ground up to be Black. Not yet, but that's what we're pushing for. We have to start somewhere. So let's start with those who actually have the mindset of an entrepreneur to even bring their business to the forefront so we can support them. The more they're supported, the more that they can do with that profit to make sure that it comes from the ground up organic for us. Does that make sense?
All right. That sounds like fun. But we got another, we're running out of time, and we got another caller. Okay, let's see if we can get this caller right here in.
Okay, let's get this
caller.
Caller, right,
state your name and where you're calling from. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Go put up the mask in the house. Take your ass inside. You and Aaliyah, go sit in there with Grandma.
What? Say that again. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Somebody's on the line. They just was chastising their child. Carry on, maybe.
I think we might have
pushed
them
all right.
By accident.
Well, I'm caller, state your name and where you're calling from. One more time. Okay, well, just hold on. I'll come back to you. Okay, hold on. Caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
Hello, John. This is Andrew Finch. I'm in Longview, Texas. And
all
I
right.
Thank you. Yeah, man, I just want to say, hey, I'm glad you got the show running going. And I know I came in late, but, yeah, I'm here, and I want to know, let you know that I support. I ain't kissed the full show, but I know you always have some good stuff on the show. I'm about to go back and listen to everything. So I thank you for
all
the routine that you have. I'm looking forward to see y'all take to the next level right now. It's a good time to lift the community, get out there and help people because the everybody community is suffering, white, black. All nations are suffering in their community. And so right now, I want to thank you for this platform you have established years ago before a lot of people thought about helping their communities as much as they are now. Right now is a serious time for people's community to be uplifted. Many communities, not just black communities anymore. A lot of people are getting to see the impact and start looking at the things that other people are going through since they have to face the same issues. Either forget about other people when you're not facing those issues, but when you face another issue, you start to see, hey, this can happen to anybody. We all have issues in our community that we need to deal with.
That's right. You're right. You know, I'm say a little bit about Andrew. Andrew, he's when Uplifting Communities Talk Show first came out, I would say what, about 5.5 years ago? Well, Andrew,
yeah, it was a while back, yeah.
Yeah, long time ago, and he's a scout. He was one of the better scouts for Uplifting Community Talk Show, you know? Yes, he's got a lot of people to come on the show, you know, and I really appreciate that, Andrew, you know?
Oh, no
but
problem.
Anyway,
let me see if we
can. Yep.
All right.
Right there with him. Okay, I'm going to see if I can get this person here on. I'm not really sure. Call us. State your name and where you're calling from. Okay. Call us. State your name and where you're calling from. Okay, that gets me. Sorry about that, y'all.
Okay.
All right,
I'm
well.
I'm glad to
listen. Yeah, go ahead on, Miss Phyllis.
Well, like I was saying, I'm just glad they're listening because that's the most important thing. Whether they call in or want to say something or don't want to say anything, if you're listening, then you have the capability to share what you've heard. And that in itself is supporting. You know,
right.
you might not have funds right now, you know, with this COVID going on. But what you can do is share and have people come and listen in so that they can learn where to shop, and you'll also know where to shop when you are prepared to start spending your money. And small baby steps like that will get us our own block. We'll
yes.
get us our own Wall Street going. We'll get us our own
Absolutely.
Legacy. We'll have
you know,
our own
and there's so many, you know, there's other places, I mean, that you can go and join the organization. They charge you a lot of money, and they give you certain things. You know, place. Let's say if you need somebody to fix your fence, or if you need your grass cut, you need your plumbing fixed, or whatever. You know, and they'll go in on and they, you know, give you these. You can get these places. You know, they let you have that. I mean, but we don't have no African American, you know, and this is what I like what you and Miss Phyllis, what you and Earlene is doing, is trying to get people, because I remember Earlene sent somebody, I called Earlene, and I told her, hey, I need somebody to cut my yard, and I can't find nobody, you know, and I wanted to keep it where it's don't keep African Americans, you know, with a little money. You know, and she sent somebody out, you know, to help me out. You remember that, Miss Aline?
Yes, I do. That's what I do.
You know, and so,
that
you know,
is, that
is great. So if you don't mind, just take a couple of minutes. Miss Phyllis is explain, let's say if a person don't have the whole $300, you understand, at one time to join your business by bus, building business by bus. Well, you know, do you have anything to where as though y'all can help them or pay a little bit at the time, you know, until it get, you know, do you have any program, do you have anything like that?
Yes, we do. We have a 60-day payment program, and we'll let you make it if you want to do every week or however you want to do it, split it in half, split it three ways, four ways. I mean, I understand that, you know, people have to get their little funds together. That's something understandable. And as soon as you make that first payment, you'll have access to the consultation. But as far as the full benefits are concerned and the qualifications to apply for a grant, you have to be paid in full. And that's $300 a year that has to be paid in full before you're entitled to all benefits. But absolutely, we make payments and we work with you. But one thing I wanted to make clear, too, we don't put that grant directly in your hand. That's why you have to already have your business established. I'll use a landscaper for an example. You have so much business now, but you're losing business because you're only one person. If you only had an employee, you'd be able to get more clients, but you can't afford that payroll. So you are a member of Bob's Bus, and you submit your proposal. We take a vote on it, and we say, yes, we're going to choose this one. And you go to ADP or whatever payroll company that you want to go to, and you have them submit us the invoice directly, and we pay it for you up to the amount of that grant. Now, this is what I need everybody to hear me. You can't just say, oh, okay, well, now Bob's Bus is paying for an employee, so I can go around back and skip a 40 and go to sleep. No, no. No, because we're going to monitor your business for 6 months to make sure that you're still in progression. What is it that you need? Are you showing your profit? Where are you on your profit margin with your five-year pro forma? You have to be able to show that progress for 6 months. And once you show that progress, okay, well, you're serious. You're not out here just trying to get – you're not that get-over mentality. No, you're out here trying to be strong in this community. So after 6 months, that money is free and clear. You'll never have to worry about paying that money back at all. But if in 6 months, if you have a 30% regression, then you're going to have to pay us that money back, because we're going to have to give it to somebody who's actually going to be out there doing the job to progress, not to just get no handout. So
right.
I need people to understand that. Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you another question to let the audience know. Okay, now I see that we're having calls from Atlanta. I think that's Chicago, 770. I don't know area code. I don't know where 661 area code is from. And also we're having some from calls from Louisiana, Texas, and Sacramento. Now, those people that's listening in from these other states, and your program is in Sacramento. Are you open to have them join Bob Bus too?
Everybody can get on the bus. That's the beautiful thing about it. Even though, yes, our wheels are rolling, you can get on this bus virtually. All you have to do is go to my website, www.4bobsbus.org. That's www.4bobsbus.org. Or you can call me directly. And that phone number is area code 916-868-4848. That's 868-4848. Get on the bus.
Get on
Let's
that
stand
bus.
Together. Let's do this. Yes.
Okay,
my
and one more thing. I'm sorry, y'all, for jumping in, but asking y'all all these questions, but I think that is very important for the listeners. And I know, Ms. Erlene, you are heavily into financial, what? into finance.
Absolutely.
Okay, and also insurance. Now,
correct.
We have a big problem in our community with insurance, you know, and the reason for that is because a lot of people have to think that they can't afford insurance, you know. Give them a little bit of a little bit of knowledge on the insurance part of it, Earlene, because we don't have that much time left on the show.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and say this quickly. The biggest thing is finding out where you are. Everyone's life situation is different. I can't just say, oh, okay, you're only going to pay this amount if I don't know where you begin. I don't know where your starting point is. So anyone and everyone can afford insurance. You just need to talk to someone and find out where your starting point is, and then we can determine where you're going and how much you would need to pay. You know, it's not as complicated as people make it. You know, and to get in contact with me and let's have a one-on-one conversation, my number is 916-286-9423. Again, that number is 916-286-9423, and let's have that conversation and see where you're at. It's that simple.
Yes.
Where are you?
It's just simple.
Oh, and another thing I wanted to add, the biggest issue with businesses today and what I found out through my research and everything is marketing. And that's one thing that me and Ms. Folks can help a lot of you business owners and entrepreneurs, even people who are trying to start a business but don't know what direction to go in. We can also help you with that and get you some direction.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, may I just ask a question? How many people do you see standing at the streetlights asking you to donate funds for their lost loved ones so that they can have a decent burial?
All the time. Not only do I see them on the corner, I have people inbox me, GoFundMe all the time. And
mm-hmm.
It's very, very unnecessary. It's beyond unnecessary, and it does not have to be like that. And you're doing yourself and your family an injustice by not putting those plans in place so you can have a peace of mind. So if anything was to happen, because at the end of the day, we all have an end date. So when that time comes, at least you know that your loved ones will not be left having to struggle and figure things out because you've already put things in place for them.
Now, I am 58 years old, and I have a daughter. So it's up to me. For $14.95, all of my expenses are covered, and she'll have the money to be able to hold on to and invest in, as opposed to having to come up with not only taking care of my burial, but any of the debt that I have left on this earth. She'll be able to pay everything off and still have money in her pocket for $14.95. I know you can't say that for everybody, but I'm 58 years old.
That's what I'm talking, Miss Phyllis,
mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. See, people feel as though they can afford that, but the majority
mm-hmm.
of your insurance company, they'll come and they'll sell your policy for $50,000, $60,000. You know, and I understand
yeah.
what Ms. Dean's saying is that maybe
mm-hmm.
you just want a burial because insurance is very expensive. And, you know, and let's face it, you know, it is. That's why a lot of people don't get it, especially young people. Young people, they feel as though they ain't going
to
never die.
Well, I
want to
ask you this real quick because I know we're paced for time, but that's not necessarily true. You got to remember, I have children, and the cheapest I pay a month for $250,000 is $25 a month. You know, so it all depends, and age is a factor. You do have to take it, so don't wait until you get 50, 70 years old and want to go get some. Of course it's going to be expensive because the stakes are higher.
Oh, my God. You know, this is so important. I really like this, what we're talking about, but you know one thing? We only got 5 minutes left on the show.
Yeah.
You know, so we're going to have to start closing it out with Ms. Phyllis. You can, well, Ms. Phyllis and Ms. Earlene, y'all can go ahead on and start closing it out. And Ms. Phyllis, I don't know, but I normally close out, you know, after y'all finish, you know, giving you guys, you know, like, you know, build-up speech. Well, then we normally take the last minute or so and say a prayer to bless the people that listen. You know,
like
is that that's okay with y'all?
I
yeah.
like that, yes. I would just
okay.
like to close out by if all the listeners can get a pen handy and write this number down. This is to donate to Mr. Johnny O'Brown's radio show, and it's the dollar sign and then JLB2468. This is a listener-supported radio station, and if we're talking about coming together, how come we can't start right here?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I would like to ask, I know we're closing out also. Well, actually, I'll let Mr. Brown leave us with prayer. My biggest thing is if you need any help, 916-286-9423, Earlene Gray on Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. I have so many social media outlets. And just inbox me or call me and let's have that conversation.
I would like to see that
me
posted
too.
On the Uplifting Communities page. Somebody, some information. Put it on the page. I don't have a pen.
Go to my website. Go to the website.
I don't know. You gotta put it on the page so I can get your website. I didn't write it down.
if you can go back and listen to it, and then you'll hear it.
Just Google Bob's Bus, and it'll come up.
I'll go ahead on and put it on the Uplifting Communities Talk Show page. That ain't
Thank
no problem.
You.
Okay.
Thank
and
you.
Your information when I put the talk show on the page so people can listen to it, and also Miss Arlene and Miss Phyllis,
sure.
I'm gonna send you guys a copy of the talk show also. Y'all will get that
and
once
then
a week.
We'll be back next week, same time. We'll be back
yeah,
same
yeah. We'll
time.
Be back next week, the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes, we will.
But I'm still going to send you guys a copy of the talk show. Also, this talk
mm-hmm.
show right here, I want to let everybody know that the talk show is going to be going to Los Angeles, California, and pre-record on another radio station called Demo Spin. And Los Angeles, and it's going to be going on she's going to put it on 14 other radio station in the Los Angeles area, and also Las Vegas included. So this is going to be out there. Huh?
Right on. Thank you.
You know, so
I love that.
You know, I'll be sending that to her tomorrow. And she so that way she can play on her radio station. Okay?
Great.
And with
Thank
that
you.
Said, Miss Phyllis, you want me to lead mm-hmm. prayer or you want to pray? Or you want to lead the prayer? This is your show. I think you should.
Well, you know what? I thank you for that. But the Bible says that Christ is the head of the congregation and the man is the head of the household. So in all due respect, that you're the lead.
Okay, I got it. Lord Jesus, thank you for everything that you have done for us, my Lord. My Lord, thank you for giving us the knowledge to come up with the title Uplifting Communities Talk Show. Thank you for the knowledge. You give us the knowledge for you to come up with the title of Build Our Businesses radio station. My Lord, thank you for Joseph Manuel. Thank you for Phyllis Fultz. Thank you for Earlene Gray. Thank you for Mr. Shabab. Thank you for everybody that listened to the show, my Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen.
And y'all have a good evening.
Thank
okay,
you. Bye-bye.
Till next time.
Till next
Bye,
time.
Everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Bye. Good night.
Good night.
Peace, y'all.